Peak 15 partners sees fresh senior exits amid leadership reshuffle. US-India trade deal eases outsourcing curbs concerns, lifts tech sentiment as well. PB FinTech's Yashish Daya says the company is ready for its next growth phase. SpaceX acquires XAI in all-stock deal, creating $1.25 trillion of combined entity.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get straight to the top startups and tech stories of the day. First up, a major reshuffle at Peak 15 Partners. Peak 15, a VC firm, has seen another round of senior exits. This time, three top leaders have exited the firm, with Ashish Agarwal, Ishan Mittal, and Tejaswi Sharma stepping down from the venture. The firm confirmed that the departures were mutually decided and aligned with its plans to evolve its investment capabilities. Now, a quick context on who's leaving. Ashish Agarwal was part of the venture team and focused largely on fintech and consumer deals, including Grow, his biggest bet. Ishan Mittal, from the growth side, is known for bets on companies like Mama Earth and Razorpay, spanning consumer and fintech as well. Again, Tejaswi Sharma worked across SaaS and fintech with investments such as Cred and WhatFix. Now, Sharma has said he's stepping away to build a new venture capital firm along with Agarwal and Mittal, calling it the biggest professional goal of his life. Now, at the same time, Peak 15 is making internal elevations as well. Note that Abhishek Mohan has been promoted to managing director and general partner from principal. Sai Priya Sarangan has been elevated to chief operating officer from chief people officer. Now, if you remember, this is part of a wider trend. Several senior Peak 15 veterans have exited over the past few years to start their own funds. In fact, former managing directors Shailesh Lakhani and Harshit Sethi stepped down last year. And even in 2024, Piyush Gupta launched Kendro Capital after stepping down from Peak 15. Others have also exited over time, include Abhik Anand and Anandamoy Roy Chaudhary. Now, Peak 15 says it remains committed to the India venture ecosystem, but this is really a big shakeup out there. Now, moving on to geopolitics, meeting tech and outsourcing, the US-India trade deal has eased fears that outsourcing to India could face tighter curbs. Now, this concern had been hanging over boardrooms in the US and had slowed decision-making on long-term tech contracts. Now, while detailed terms of the deal are still awaited, analysts say the announcement itself has brought a lot of clarity. This was a big announcement last night. Markets reacted positively, with stocks in the sector rising as much as 6%. Now, over the past year, uncertainty around the bilateral relationship had affected confidence among US clients, especially around data sovereignty and India's access to emerging tech. Now, outsourcing did not stop, but large IT deals were delayed, commitments were slowed, and many companies adopted a wait-and-watch approach. Now, this also affected the pace of setting up new GCCs in India. Now, with the trade-related anxiety easing a bit, US enterprises that had paused expansion plans are expected to move faster. That's a good sign. Now, the shift also reinforces India's position as a long-term technology partner, not just a cost-efficient delivery destination. Now, what markets will watch is execution. The deal offers confidence relief rather than an immediate jump in revenue or margins. That's what the experts are saying. Its durability, policy follow-through, and whether sentiment translates into large deal wins and new GCC announcements will be key in the coming quarters. Now to PB FinTech and its next phase of growth. PB FinTech's co-founder and group CEO Yashish Daya is signaling that the company is entering a new chapter. Along with announcing its December quarter results, the board is set to consider a qualified institutional placement, or QIP, on February 5, even as profits have risen sharply for the company. In fact, in an interview with Money Control today, Daya said the company is looking seriously at inorganic growth opportunities, both in India India and overseas. These would be large acquisitions aimed at reshaping the growth trajectory of target companies using PB FinTech's tech and sales capabilities. Now, he spoke about building more integrated and in-depth insurance services, indicating a broader push beyond the current platform model. Now, he also acknowledged the risks involved. He said the cost of failure in an acquisitive strategy can be high and that he is very cautious about getting it right. But if you look at the numbers, PB FinTech had a strong quarter. They reported a 2.5 times jump in net profit for the December quarter. And for the full year, net profit could cross about 600 crores. Back in 2022, Daya, in fact, told investors that the company would reach about 1,000 crores in net profit by FY27. Another target set then was insurance premiums of 35,000 crores on the platform by FY27, a milestone the company is now likely to hit this year ahead of schedule. All right, and finally, a big global deal at the intersection of AI and space. Elon Musk's SpaceX has acquired xAI in an all-stock transaction. Now, this brings together two of his most ambitious ventures. The deal was announced in a statement on SpaceX website, confirming earlier reports. Now, according to people familiar with the matter that Bloomberg reported, the transaction values SpaceX at about $1 trillion and xAI at about $250 billion, putting the combined entities valuation at roughly $1.25 trillion. That's huge. Now, employees were informed of the combined valuation in an internal memo. Now, SpaceX said the acquisition is aimed at building a vertically integrated innovation engine spanning AI, rockets, space-based internet, direct-to-mobile communications, and real-time information. Now, the deal brings together, if you consider, two of the largely closely held companies globally. xAI had raised funds at a valuation of $230 billion in January, while SpaceX was preparing for a share sale late last year at a valuation close to $800 billion. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters in the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.